Hello. It's the last episode. I probably should have gone back and listened to the first episode. It is, what is it? Oh my God. What day is today? It's February 29th, 2024. This show started, I don't even know. Oh, here we go. I first did the Westworld movie, episode one of this podcast, on November 1st of 2016. It has taken me entirely too long to get through this, to chew through 45 fucking episodes. And it's just out of other shit came up, more important shit to me, and this was always on the back burner. But now I'm fucking done. And I could have ended two episodes ago, but I wanted to do kind of a bookend where I end with the movies just in reverse order. That way I can start with Westworld, the original movie, end with Westworld, the original movie. I don't know. It just seemed like fun to me. So fuck it. Here I am. Westworld 1973. This is episode 45. I guess we'll do a theme song. I don't know. I already had everything pulled up for the other stuff, but
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens! Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review, episode 45. Westworld Redux from 1973. Going back to the OG movie, especially after watching the high-tech HBO version, followed by the really, really low-tech, I don't know what channel that was on, version Beyond Westworld, going to Future World, going back to OG Westworld. I've seen this movie a bunch, and I've only sat through it a few times, but I watched it a bunch growing up, like here and there. Never really got the whole movie till I was a little bit older. Didn't realize how cheesy it was until I started doing this podcast, and I was like, oh, why did I like this? When now I watch it, I'm like, it's simple. It's just a simple, cheesy 70s sci-fi dystopian movie sort of thing. I don't even know. It's classified as dystopian, but I don't really see it as dystopian. Personally, there's no dystopia here other than Westworld itself, but society is not. We don't see that until season 3 of Westworld, the HBO version. All right. I start watching this with my wife in the room because we watched the whole series together. She liked it. And so I'm like, you should watch the cheesy 70s movie. And she's like, no. I was like, you're right. I shouldn't taint your show experience. So I'll watch it by myself. And I was watching it. She walks in. And I'm like, well, here you go. This is Josh Brolin's dad. Here's James Brolin. She goes, no, that's like just joking. Like, that's clearly Christian Bale's dad. And I'm like, God damn it. You're right. He looks exactly like Christian Bale in this movie. Josh Brolin, James Brolin, is Christian Bale's dad. So in my notes, he's credited as Christian Bale Sr. Because he looks exactly fucking like him. It's creepy. They arrive at Westworld. I'm gonna skim through this real quick because I already did it. And there's really not a lot going on in this movie. It is a very simplistic movie with a cool idea. I do want to check out Westworld out here. Because if I go up the freeway like 10 miles, there's a Westworld. I don't know what the fuck's up there. But if there's a chance of robots, I'm probably not going to go there. Unless I really just get so unbearably horny, I want to go fuck a robot. Which I don't see that happening because that hasn't happened in 16 years. How long have I been in Arizona? Something like that. Anyway, they arrive there. They go through the whole train thing and, you know, they grab their clothes and weapons and blah, blah, blah. Peter ends up getting bumped in a bar by Yul Brynner. He plays the gunslinger, and he gets in a shootout with him, and he kills Yul Brynner. They go back to the hotel room, and he's like, how do we know that was a robot, not a person? He's like, well, shoot at me. He tries to shoot him, but it won't shoot. And he's like, it's based on heat sensors. If it's the person, it won't shoot. And I'm like, this seems like something they should have told you before you arrived, perhaps. Maybe not. You have to rely on your friend being honest, because at this point, if you could have just blown his friend's head off, and good fucking luck explaining that. It just seems a little callous and careless of Westworld to not explain everything. They need to tell you, like, you, it's not possible for you to kill a real person here. It's just not. Unless you beat his head into the ground, but we're watching. We're going to stop you. Hopefully in time. They end up getting whores, and then they casually hear there's like a shootout, and the girl, one of the whores is like, "It's a bank robbery," and he's like, "We should stop that, right?" And he's like, "Eh, let's go get our dicks wet, because I'm James Brolin. We need to go fuck, and I'm not kidding. We need to go fuck right now." And that's how Josh Brolin was born. Even though I think he was well born by now, because I think he was born like 69 or something. But yeah, it's they go up and they fuck and they fall asleep. And at night they show the Delos guys collecting all the robo bodies. And then, you know, they also see the Delos meeting and they're kind of discussing all the breakdowns, which is what I love about the show, is you'll see both sides, which is the above ground aspect of, you know, here's this happening, and then you'll see the aftermath of that, which is they'll bring the robots down and, oh, this is fucked. Like, but they really, obviously the TV show has a lot more time to let that soak in and let that breathe than a movie, which is why TV shows are always going to be better than movies if they're done really well. It's just how it works, because they have more time and you're willing to accept. If they said, here's a 10-hour movie, you're like, fuck you. But if they said, here's a 10-hour TV show, you'll watch it 10 hours in a row and be not thinking, it's stupid. We're stupid. We are stupid fucking people. Anyway, the movie doesn't have that much chance to get into that. And you kind of, you know, in retrospect, judge it based on that. But in the time, I don't think they were. So I'm trying, that's why I try to, you know, taper my expectations. I try to go back down here. Like, I can't judge them what they're doing now and what they did then. I just can't. Peter shows up in his hotel room again after he wakes up, and then goes in there. There's a really shitty slow motion scene, but he goes in there and Yul Brynner's just in there waiting for him, because apparently he remembers what happened the night before. And then he kills him, and then immediately is arrested for murder, goes to jail, and the jailer's like, well, this sheriff likes to hang, so he's probably going to be hung. Just like you, James Brolin. And then James Brolin's like, oh, stop. Like, come on, man. No, but they immediately, John, who James Brolin is John, he blows up the jail wall and breaks him out of prison and flees on horse. And I'm like, this seems really expensive for Delos to have to deal with all the goddamn time. People blowing apart your walls. I mean, for $1,000 a day. Oh, here's the fantastic scene. Like, how did he get convicted or arrested for murder when the guy's in his room, with a gun cocked and aimed? Who was the guy that dove across the room? I saw a body just fly across the room, and I was trying to figure out who that was. Because they cut back to Peter, and he's just standing there. All right, so Peter's standing there. Oh, James Brolin in the room adjacent. Okay, that's what that was. All right, so where am I here? They go onto the desert on their horses. They're sitting down, they're relaxed, and they get attacked by a rattlesnake, and it bites John. And he's like, God damn it. Okay, and they shoot it. And he's like, is it allowed to hurt you? And he's like, no. Like, what the fuck? Like, this, it's a fake snake. It shouldn't be allowed. And then they show Delos. Guys are like, all right, pull that in. What the hell? This is so... And Delos, the guys, are clearly, like, upset by this. Which on the show, the HBO show, they're not so much. Like, they're concerned for their jobs. But they're not like, this is... Oh, that person must feel bad. No, they're just like, oh, I don't want to get fired. Fuck. Very self-centered. They keep showing this guest, and it's we all know who that fucking guy is. I mean, it's. But they Dick Van Patten is the guy who becomes the new sheriff, and I was waiting for him to do something, but he doesn't really do much. And why bring in Dick Van Patten is beyond me, but. They keep showing him, and then they'll cut to the couple who arrived in the medieval world. And he's, like, slowly taking over medieval world, becoming the king, I guess. I don't know what the fuck he's doing there. eventually he tries to fuck one of the medieval wenches and she won't fuck. So Delos is like, something's up. She won't suck that gross guy's dick. She won't even throw it back there, which, you know, where God hides his mistakes. She won't even let him fuck him up there. What is going on? So something's up with our robots. They won't go back door on a guest. Oh my goodness. We did not program her for this. That 17-year-old robot, you know, age-wise, that's how she's supposed to look. She's not going back door on a 56-year-old goddamn business exec from Des Moines. She won't fucking go back door on that guy. So something's up. We need to figure this out. Oh, man. There's a big ass. And he's like, oh, start the bar fights. And they start a bar fight. Fight. And there's a. They wake up in the morning and then they're barely able to get up. The other guy wakes up after being angry for not being able to fuck the wench. The medieval guy, he has one of the guys who's staring at him all night, pulls out a sword, and they start to fight. And it's like, ting, 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 very PG. And he's like, fine, I'll stand up for my wife. Ha, ha, ha. I'll get you. Ha, ha. And then suddenly, ha, the robot stabs him through the goddamn stomach and kills him. And then we cut to Westworld again, and Yule shoots Christian Bale Sr. And kills him. He fucking kills James Brolin here. And this is, you think it's going to be, because in retrospect, you think James Brolin's going to be the main character. So you're like, oh, goddamn, okay, James Brolin's fucking dead. Because what are we at? This is an hour into an hour and a half movie. So a third of the movie without James Brolin is a lot, apparently. But I was like, oh, I remember the first time I watched this, and I really remember it the first time I watched it for the show, for episode one, back in 2016. And I was like, holy shit, they killed James Brolin already. Okay. I thought he was the main character. And clearly they're doing more scenes of Peter, but I assumed it would be a back and forth. Basically, they're kind of the, Peter and John are kind of the William and Logan of the HBO series. Like, this is their first adventures there, if nothing went wrong. Because it's Peter is William. He's there. He's starting off like, I don't really want to do this. I'm concerned. What if this happens? What if this happens? Very standoffish. You know, in HBO series, he's hiding more than he even knows himself. And Logan is more of a, fuck it, let's do it. I've been here a bunch. Who cares? Let's fuck this, kill this, rape this. And that's more the James Brolin character. And he's kind of the aged, in Westworld terms, the professional rapist slash killer slash whatever in Westworld. And it very clearly seemed like they're mirroring the William Logan guys off of these two dudes. To me, that's all I'm thinking about when I'm watching this now. So he gets fucking shot and killed a bunch. He gets shot a bunch. And so then Peter gets away on a fucking, on a horse. I almost said bike. He gets away on a horse. Yul Brynner chases him. And this is where I'm like, did you really make a 70s dystopian movie if the last 30 minutes isn't filled with an annoying musical loop? And then he chases him out in the desert. And you hear this. It's not as good as Sergio Leone. But it just keeps going for like 10, 15 minutes. It is draining. It's not that annoying because it is good music, but other movies of this era had just the most ridiculous and annoying loopy, noodly bullshit. I hate it. Ugh. Anyway, the Delos guys are in a room. They're stuck dying because there's no air and they can't open it because the power won't come back on. So they're just dying. Peter finds a guy, a Delos guy, working on a truck, and he's like, hey, let's get out of here. And then the Delos guy's like, you can't do this on your own. And Peter's like, I won't. And then leaves on horseback, and the guy immediately fucking dies. But I'm like, what is this speech this guy's doing?
As for his hearing, no matter what you did, he'll always be one jump ahead of you. You haven't got a chance.
Yes, I do.
3, 2, 1, and 5, 6, and he's, okay, 6 seconds he made it, and then he gets killed by Yul Brynner. who's like over the edge, kills him. Yul Brynner just drives by him like, eh, whatever. Who fucking cares? Oh, man. I've done... This is my 7th episode in a row tonight with a sick voice. The fact that I'm just not losing it is pretty incredible. I'm getting better at not losing my voice. I'm really trying. Peter goes on horseback. He goes to Roman world. It's a massacre. Dead bodies everywhere. He pulls up a lid, goes underground, runs around the maze down there, gets pissed off. He eventually finds the Delos guys I mentioned a minute ago, dead. They're all fucking dead. And I just watched the night before the Fear the Walking Dead episode where they're on the ranch and they go into the bunker. And then they realize that the air isn't being sucked in, so they just all die of asphyxia, except all the main characters. If you're a main character, you don't die of lack of oxygen, but everyone else is fucked. So I was like thinking about that a lot during this, and I'm like, he looks in the door and he's like, all right, they're dead. And I'm like, but maybe they're not. So maybe open the door a little bit and just see what happens. Like, those are real people in there. He just walks away. Peter finds Yul Brynner in the hallway, finds acid first. Then he throws the acid in the Yul Brynner's face. It kind of burns up his cheek a bit, keeps chasing him. He chases him to that king's room where the dead guy is, and then the robots are sitting there frozen in their chairs. And then there's a cool scene. I do like this scene where Peter, although I don't like how Peter handles it, but I like the scene. Because the robots are based on heat signatures. And because you see like the dot matrix sort of vision of the Yul Brynner's vision. And I guess it took him 8 hours to do 10 seconds of footage for the movie, but it's cool looking. Simple. But it's like dots across the screen, and he sees movement that way. If it moves from one dot to the other, he knows it's moving. But he also sees heat signatures like that. So Peter walks over by the fire on the wall because it's medieval times and doesn't really think much of it. And it takes him way too long to realize that's why he's not seeing him. Yul Brynner just stares at the wall and like back and forth for a good 2 minutes while Peter's like, anyway, wonder why I'm alive. And then he realizes, oh, it's the flames. I'm like, I thought you knew that the whole time. Why the fuck were you standing there then? If you didn't know that, why'd you go over there? Why are you still there? Oh, man. It's a weird expression on the actor's face. Oh, this is why. Yeah, I knew that. I thought you knew that. Good God. How are you alive still? He hits a bucket. So Yul Brynner finds him. He sets him on fire. He sets Yul Brynner on fire. And then he leaves. And he goes and saves a wench. And then he saves the wench and then immediately he's like, here, have some water. And she's like, no. And then he pours the water in her face and she burns up. She's a fucking robot, of course. And he's like, oh, shit. Fooled again. Okay. Fool me 50 more times. Shame on you. 50 more times. Shame on you still, Westworld. Like, he just does not learn a lesson or gain any knowledge from anything. And then he turns around and the burned up metal skeleton version of Yul is behind him. And I'm like, God damn it, just fucking die, dude. I wrote down metal tup, but it's supposed to say metal Yule. And then he just falls over. He appears, like, ha-ha, and then just falls over. And then he kind of like, ha-ha, and rolls over again. And then he starts a circuit starting fire, and he's fireworks everywhere, and he's dead. I was waiting, because it showed him dead for a long time. Like a minute, which is a long time when you're watching someone not moving. And I was like, one more minute. You got to go, I was fucking with you. And then explode. And then he's dead. And then that's it. That's the fucking movie. He leaves. We assume. I don't know if he killed himself after this. Who fucking knows? That's the end of the movie. I liked it just as much as I did the first time. I'm still going to stick with a 6. I'm not going any higher. I'm not going any lower. It has a 6.9 with 63,000 reviews. I'm not going to discuss, because I didn't play them, the 2 Westworld video games. There is Westworld Awakening, which I might play because it's a VR game, which sounds cool. And then there's Westworld 2000, which also sounds, I don't know. I don't mind playing those kind of games, but I just haven't yet. This is from 96. When did Westworld Awakening come out? That came out in some year, it says. No, it doesn't say anything. Where the fuck did Westworld Awakening? That came out in 2000 and something. I don't know. It doesn't say a goddamn thing. It looks like 2019. It looks like 2019. Yeah, August 20th, 2019. I don't know. This could be cool. I don't know what the hell the game is, but I'd be interested with the VR one. But the point is, I'm not going to review them. It's the only two media pieces of Westworld I don't think I've done. Unless there's more. There's fan films. I'm not doing that. Fuck that. I'm not doing comic books. I'm not doing novels. I did what I feel like I should do on this show. It took me 8 years to do it. 8 years to do 45 episodes. Almost eight. Say seven. Seven and a quarter. Still, I'm done. Unless they do season five of HBO's Westworld. Probably it would have to be on Amazon. Everyone needs to go watch the Fallout show on Amazon, because if everyone watches that, I think we can convince them to do a season five of Westworld. I don't think they'll do it if Fallout is not a massive success. So you have to go watch Fallout. And I think you should. I'm going to watch it anyway, but I think that's a good backup reasoning to watch that show. And God bless them if they pick it up for season five. I don't know if we really need it. But if they, but the point is, though, if they do it, I will be back. Not that you give a shit. And they would only do season five and then end it, and that's it. That's why it's not that big of a commitment for Amazon to pick it up. They could just wrap it up. And I feel like, how do you wrap up season four when everyone's fucking dead on the goddamn planet? Even the robots? It's just the fantasy world left alive. Where do you go from there is the question, but... You know, I guess Jonathan Nolan, I'll trust him. He's like Mike Flanagan of Netflix. I'm going to trust you to do what's right because you're smart as shit. I'm going to trust you to do what's right, man. You clearly know what you're doing. I'm not going to judge. Like, I want to go, no, man, don't. Wait. Stand back. He clearly knows what he's doing is the point. Like, all right. I don't think I have anything left to say about this show or the other shows or the other movies or... I think I'm done with Westworld. This show is, this podcast is now officially done. And like I said, unless something weird happens or something gets released, if they release a new Westworld video game that isn't VR, I'll play the game and review it. Or the new show or the new movie or blah, blah, blah. But other than that, you know, for the most purposes, I'm done with the show. 45 episodes feels nice to go out on. A nice 0 or 5 number. I would like to get to 50. I don't see a five episode season five, but whatever. Guys, check out From on MGM Plus if you have that, or it's also on, what station is that on, actually? That's on Epix. It's my favorite show on the air now. Check out From, F-R-O-M. It's a hard show to pitch because to tell people about because it's just a regular word that you see all the time. It is fantastic. I highly recommend it. I definitely recommend a show I haven't seen, which is the Fallout show. Check that out. And then we'll convince Amazon to do season five of Westworld. And check out LAWstudios.com, Loitering in Wonderland on YouTube. We also do LAW Anthology Series Review, Walking Dead, American Horror Story. Check out podcasts and whatever podcasts feature you use, catcher you use, whatever you call it. Look up Loitering in Wonderland or LAW Studios. You'll see something. Twilight Zone. We're 450 fucking episodes in the Twilight Zone. 460 as of this week. Goddamn. What else do we do? We do a lot. Hollywood is Dead. We discuss random ass movies, just completely random. Dick and I both pick a movie every time, and we kind of just talk about both. It is a fun show that I don't know what we're going to do every week, and I love that. Just random fucking movies. Last time it was, oh, God, what was the most recent one? The Frighteners and then Blue Velvet, and then the next week is going to be, oh, God, we picked our movies. What were they? The Insider and Ace in the Hole. And then I picked for the next time after that, Natural Born Killers. Dick hasn't picked yet, but yeah, just kind of whatever we want to watch. If we've seen it, if we haven't seen it, if it's good, if it's bad, we're going to just talk about them, and ends up being a comparison, even though it's not supposed to be, but that's, you know, that's what the human brain does. LIWstudios.com. Check out all the shows. We do Inside Number 9 as well, if you're into that. A ton of other shows. The only reason I'm doing so many plugs is because it's the last episode. B-Movie Battle, which is one of my favorites. Part of that is Nick Cage Cast, reviewing every single Nick Cage movie, one at a time, two at a time, sometimes. Yeah, there's a ton of good shit on there. Just so much. I don't even know where to go from here, but yeah. Until next time, which is never, honestly, probably, maybe. And in the meantime, I am Phoenix West. So long, citizens. So long. Episode 1722 of LAW Studios. Fucking crazy. And the first episode was, oh God, what was that one? Do I want to know? This is episode 13. That's quite a way. 308. So from 308 to 1722. This series covers most of LAW Studios. That is crazy. Oh my God. I wish I didn't look at that. This series covers almost our entire history. Man. We started in 2013, started this show in 2016. Yeah, that is crazy. And we're slow. You know, we didn't do a whole lot of episodes in the beginning. So crazy. Bye-bye, citizens. Bye-bye, Westworld. Bye-bye, Nolan and all you peoples. Everett, Michael Crichton, all you guys, you know, God bless and Godspeed.